coming tomorrow.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. You'll have to stomach higher prices for what's on the barbie.
This sound of summer could cost you more than ever before.
There's a good number of people in this country that can't, that won't be able to afford good quality meat protein, whether it be pork chops or beef or chicken or anything else.
Already, wholesale pork prices are up 25% this month, beef up 22%. Steve Meyer, president of Paragon Economics, blames the rise of ethanol made from corn, which would otherwise be used for feed.
Politicians and others who have said, no, there won't be any problem with this, were just wrong.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
16 food companies, including Goya, Kraft, and Heinz, agree nationally to cut the amount of salt in some of their products at the behest of New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
For the first time ever in our nation's history, we've been able to achieve something that many thought was impossible. We've created a public-private partnership that has set concrete, achievable goals to lower the level of salt in food products.
Docs link too much salt intake to deadly cardiovascular disease. It's an hour away from a showdown in the Senate, a key vote, Republicans insisting they'll unite to block debate on the Democrats' financial reform package. A class-action lawsuit moves forward against Walmart, says ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
A federal appeals court here in California says Walmart must face a class-action lawsuit that claims the world's biggest private employer discriminates against female workers. Walmart could have to pay out billions of dollars in damages if it loses at trial.
In his first comment since being suspended six games by the NFL commissioner, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger says he will not appeal, maintains his innocence, but he says he's fallen short of his values. Roethlisberger's accused of sexual abuse. Supreme Court's agreed to decide whether California can ban sale or rental of violent video games to minors. Wall Street at the close, the Dow plus one, the NASDAQ losing seven. You're listening to ABC News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about getting things done.
On your car.
On your car.
Yeah, right. Look, you take it to the hardworking Ford-trained service professionals at your dealership.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, an oil change, tire rotation, and more for just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Done?
Not yet. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Five quarts oil, taxes, diesel, disposal fees extra. See participating California Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mail-in rebate form and details through 52910.
Done?
Done.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer today at Best Buy and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
We're learning more about the critical moments after the explosion aboard that oil rig last week off the coast of Louisiana. ABC's Matt Gutman's there.
The inferno was shooting hundreds of feet into the sky when Bradley Shivers and Scott Russell gunned their boat towards the rig.
Couldn't get within half a mile without feeling like you were going to burn up. I mean, we would have to run up, pull the boat back, spin, and get back.
Theirs are among the first descriptions of the rescue. They say they saw shell-shocked-looking men clinging to lifeboats. 115 workers survived that fire, but 11 of their colleagues are believed to have gone down with the rig. Matt Gutman, ABC News, Schriever, Louisiana.
Tornado destruction being evaluated right now by officials traveling the 50-mile path of the biggest of the Saturday twisters in Mississippi, Douglas Miller, in hard-hit Yazoo City.
I do know, and some of the people that have been taken to the Lord out of our neighborhood.
Tornado deaths are up to 12. Israel has lifted the ban on iPads.
What this device does is extraordinary.
When Steve Jobs unveiled the iPad, Israelis couldn't wait to buy it in the U.S. But at least 20 Israelis coming home have had their iPads snatched away at Tel Aviv's airport after Israel imposed a ban nearly 2 weeks ago. Officials said the iPad's U.S. Wi-Fi system may interfere with the Israeli army's European signals, but testing proved otherwise and the ban has been lifted. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
And this is ABC News.
Meet Patrick and Peggy English, owners of a new Chevy Malibu.
My wife had been a Toyota owner for many years and thought she always would be. With the Malibu, we were able to get the safety along with the other features that were important to us. I would recommend it to anybody who is looking for a family sedan, high quality, good mileage, and very safe.
I'm very, very happy with the car.
To hear more of Patrick and Peggy's story and to learn more about Malibu, visit Chevy.com and may the best car win.
I'm Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
M105, good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. California lawmakers will consider whether to modify a decades-old law designed to find the causes and cures of homosexuality. The proposal would strike the 50s-era language that calls for research into curing homosexuality. San Francisco City Attorney today called for a boycott of the state of Arizona because of the newly signed legislation that outlaws illegal immigrants. And a divided federal appeals court here in San Francisco says Walmart must face a massive class-action lawsuit that claims it discriminates against women workers. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Ryan Craig.
Good afternoon. We have a special traffic alert for westbound Highway 4 after Hillcrest Avenue. It's a three-car injury accident. Only one lane is open. Emergency crews were using the jaws of life to extricate one of the injured parties. The backup is to the Highway 4 bypass. Mancini Sleep World wants you to rest easy and save big. Enjoy the lowest prices of the season during their triple bonus mattress sale. Visit sleepworld.com. The Bay Area's best traffic coverage is always available at KGORadio.com. I'm Ryan Craig, KGO Radio News.
Partly cloudy this afternoon with highs in the low 70s, showers after midnight, and KGO's Lloyd Lindsay-Young says you can expect periods of rain tomorrow with the heaviest in the North Bay. It's 56 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dow here. Welcome to the program once again. Hey, let's start with this, the modern world and how all the new gizmos just create new situations and challenges to our ethics that we could never have thought about 10 years ago. So here's the question. You just say start treatment with a new psychiatrist, right? You got your new shrink. You like him. Well, first of all, do you friend your psychiatrist on Facebook? What if you hear that your doctor is Googling you? Is that appropriate? Well, suppose a psychiatrist sees those pictures of you with that, you know, with a lampshade on your head, drunk as a skunk at a party, and just got through telling his shrink, hey, I quit drinking months ago. Is that good? Is that bad? What if you discover pictures of your shrink snuggled up with spouse and two kids, and the reason you went into therapy in the first place is you're sad about, you know, say, being single and not having kids? Can that affect you? Can you feel rejected, distanced? Well, I can go on and so forth and so on. You know, what if your shrink, once again, wants to Google you to see if you're delusional? A lot of people lie to their shrinks. They go in and come up with all this delusional stuff, and you know, sometimes it's hard as a doctor to know if you're telling the truth or not. I mean, if you're not really that famous astronaut you claim to be, I mean, in that sense, maybe it's good because, you know, the doctor can bust you. But if it happens too quickly, you'll just go to another doctor. What if they discover you have a posh address, even though you wanted to reduce fees? You said you were poor. You didn't want to spend the whatever it costs an hour to be shrunk these days. And they go in and find out that you're a gazillionaire. And if the doctor Googles you, should they tell you? How about before or afterwards? Should the search results, something special and or really relevant that pops up, should that go into your medical records? Well, the boundaries between doctors and patients, it's tricky. It's a very tricky ethical, you know, dividing line, and we don't really know. We don't really, really know here. And they go on to all these stories, things I would never have thought about. For instance, here's a doctor, the patient stopped therapy. And the doctor, without explanation. So the doctor was concerned and Googled her. Now, they don't tell you the results here because they're not supposed to share this in, you know, in public. And again, there's benefits to social networking. You know, so many people love it. But once you put information out there, you know, you're letting someone into your kimono, as it says here. You want to be mindful of what's out there. We've talked about employers looking at your sites, and we've talked about schools. You apply to college. A lot of admission committees will look and see, you know, who you really are. Here's a case where a patient found information on a social networking site that led to significant discomfort for the doctor and a breakdown of the relationship to the point where the patient had to see another doctor. So I don't know exactly what that was about. They're teasing us here. Now, suppose a patient and a doctor or a therapist sit down together to look at the patient's Facebook site. Just like, you know, patients will bring in poems and photographs to their shrink. So as long as the boundaries are clear, there's a place where that could be positive. So worth thinking about. All right. Well, human Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius has sent a pointed letter to one of the nation's largest insurers, WellPoint, to stop dropping coverage for patients recently diagnosed with breast cancer, calling the practice deplorable. Deplorable. We talked about this the end of the week. She was disappointed and surprised to learn that the company targeted women with breast cancer for aggressive investigation with intent to cancel their policies. As you know, that practice described will soon be illegal, she said. The Affordable Care Act specifically prohibits insurance. Let me ask you a question. I've asked this before, but I got no nibbles. I particularly would like someone who is absolutely, rabidly against health care reform. And I just would like to know if this practice is okay with you. If you think it's just fine for insurance companies to do that. And I'll warn you, because if you say it's not okay, then here's what happens. If it's not okay for insurance companies to drop you when you're sick, then the only solution is to get everybody insured. So when we force insurance companies to cover everybody, that they don't go under. You can't expect them to cover everybody. Their current business plan right includes all this other stuff to keep their bottom line healthy. So I just don't understand why anybody would be against regulating insurance companies with what they've pulled off on us all these years. And I'm coming at it from different perspective, not just as a patient, of course, as a doctor. On the subject of Obamacare, you know how we've talked before, how any little slightest hint at a new discovery of something relevant or not in the supplement, you know, companies are in there making stuff to sell you that's worthless. Well, here's another version of it, but it's the same thing. Here's a telemarketer sells this elderly woman a fraudulent health insurance plan that protected her against death panels. See? There's no such thing. Taking advantage of fear. Here's a con artist in Alabama was offering government health care reform insurance. In Kansas, investigating a report of people identifying themselves as government employees and taking payments for Obamacare gap insurance. And the scams so far are not very sophisticated. A lot of misspellings and bad letterheads. But confusion is a scammer's best friend. I like that statement. That's like from the Road to Wellville movie. Health is the open sesame of the sucker's wallet. Confusion is a scammer's best friend. And it didn't take long for them to realize that the healthcare laws offer a new marketing opportunity. Something about it. You know, we're Americans. And probably you caught these people, they'd be the ones you see marching around talking about what good Americans they are. When Americans rip off Americans, I don't know, it bothers me. Especially when big American companies just screw us to the wall. You know, and nobody gets angry. I don't get it. Anyway, avoid any insurer who uses the term Obamacare. There's no such plan. What is Obamacare? There's no plan like that. Or who say they can expedite Medicare drug coverage rebates. Government doesn't even allow that service. And before signing anything, verify the insurer is licensed by the government. Oh, the government. I said the bad word again. Well, British people have different senses of humor. I want to just call it that. There's this big hullabaloo in London. The Pope is going to visit. And so in a document here, inside government, they were soliciting government workers to propose ideas for the ideal visit. And, you know, somebody was kibitzing and sent an email around, well, how about launching a new range of Benedict condoms? Or back amidst developing world beauty contest. Sick humor, sure, but, you know, and somebody said, how about the Pope sings a duet with the Queen to raise money for charity? Well, this has dismayed church leaders in Britain. And some of the memo suggests that the Pope apologize for the Spanish Armada and reverses ban on women priests or visit an old people's home. You know, just the kind of stuff that goes around. You know, you got to brush that off. It can't stop humor, but people are way angrier than I would have expected. You know, Pope jokes, you turn on your television at night. You see it all over the place. And of course, the Pope is threatening this could derail the visit. But I don't see anything that's that horrible. And frankly, it's true. I vehemently oppose papal policies. And I think it's sacrilegious. to tell people in Africa don't use condoms. You know, and I need a lawyer to help me with this, but there would be a whole bunch of things I could not say to you, and I would be held responsible. If I told you to do something that inherently is dangerous or counter to good sense and common policy, I could get in a lot of trouble, and I wouldn't get away with it. And I'm a doctor. We get away with all kinds of murder, right? So I don't see anybody above the law. Do you? Anyway, Prilogy is on the market now in the UK. This is a pill we talked about that is for men for whom sex is too quick. And they promise here it'll allow a man to last three times longer. So it goes from 10 seconds to 30 seconds. It alters serotonin, which is the mechanism that SSRIs, which are antidepressants that manipulate the levels of serotonin. And it's $126 for three. That's like 40 bucks a pill. Now, if you get an extra 30 seconds, that's like a dollar a second. Gee, guys, I do believe there's other ways to treat this. We've talked about it before. And I suppose when this pill comes here, which it will soon, we'll get a chance to talk a lot about that. I can't explain this. I understand it, but I can't explain it. This idea that even a subliminal glimpse, whatever subliminal means, of a fast food logo makes you impatient and impulsive with money. And there's an automaticity of these things that triggers behavior that may be beyond our control. And, for instance, if you show a people an image of a library, they start talking more softly. They soften, they lower their voices. Another study found people looking at pictures of an exclusive restaurant, they displayed better manners during a subsequent eating task. So this idea of showing the Golden Arches, and then people get into all this immediate gratification mode is understandable. They showed people fast food logos, and they read a passage from a book faster than those who did not see the logos, as in 69 seconds versus 84 seconds. People were looked at logos and afterwards were asked if they'd like to receive a higher amount of money in 1 week or a lower amount of money immediately. Those exposed to fast food logos were much more likely to want the money immediately. Right? And impatience. And listen, I don't fault the fast food companies because, you know something? It doesn't say good nutrition company. It says fast food. And they deliver, my friends. Right? You drive up, bingo, there, it's there. It's there. They never promised you it would be healthy. So, you know, it's changing, of course, but I'm not sure what we expected. All right, this is important, but I ain't going to need more time for that one. Here's, you know, in England, and they're struggling to pay for health care, too, just like, you know, we will. And they have a screening program that was launched in 2008. Adults between 40 and 74 could come into their doctors and get a bunch of tests to screen for heart disease. Well, they tried some alternates here, and they found that it was more effective. They picked up more heart disease simply by going through people's charts, and this could be done with a computer, to see if they have, if there's any flags. So they go through their charts and they pick up people who might have high cholesterol, be overweight, or don't get exercise or smoke, or, you know, that kind of a thing. And that paid a dividend instead of the almost half $1 billion a year they spend in a screening program. And these are the kind of things we're going to have to standardize and codify if we're going to be intelligent as we move forward, right? Okay, here's an important piece on, again, here we go again, on B vitamins and heart disease. Indeed, they found in one study that people eating lots of fruits and vegetables who ate more B vitamins, not pills, ate more B vitamins, okay, seem to have lower risk of heart disease. But they found, indeed, that women who ate fewer vitamins in their food were more likely to smoke and other things, and so they really couldn't draw any conclusions. While a randomized controlled study, which is the gold standard, which is what you should always insist upon, from Norway, where they gave people B vitamins, measured their levels, and people getting placebos, and in the end, there was no difference in the results in heart disease. So the first study is how we used to do it. Right. We just see, you know, how many vitamins you've been eating and then answer from food frequency questionnaires. In other words, you know what you ate for the last 10 years? You can see how inaccurate it is. And we're just trying to discount. We're starting to discount those studies because, once again, people who eat a healthier diet, or say people who eat a poorer diet, all right, have other bad habits. And you can't just control off for all of them. So, again, B vitamins fail. Again, in preventing heart disease. Quite extraordinary. Nobody cares about good old American companies ripping off Americans. Can I say? Well, I care, and you should too. All right, you ready? I want to talk to you about, a big turnaround. You might want to reconsider that Botox. You definitely aren't going to want a facelift when I get through with you. The big Hollywood turnaround. What you've all known instinctively is now coming back to haunt us. So if you're contemplating plastic surgery, you want to listen up to this. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill, because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-517-9829. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-517-9829. 1-800-517-9829.
Hey, remember walking barefoot on a bed of hot coals and racing through a briar patch to douse your flame-broiled foot in a pail of red-hot pepper juice? No? Well, maybe I was describing your last gout flare. That's pain you can't forget. But for information, you can go to gout.com and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Over time, it could make gout flares an even more distant memory. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Okay, class, who can spell value? Yes, Julia?
A-B-V-I.
Huh?
That stands for America's Best Value Inn. My family stays there for the hometown comfort and great value.
You can learn a lot about value, too. You'll enjoy eco-friendly amenities, internet, free continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 900 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com or call 888-315-2378.
With value right in their name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Plane's fueled. Are we good to go?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Baggage?
Empty crate. A plane ready for takeoff.
Guys, we got an empty dog carrier here.
And your moment of truth.
We need all eyes on a missing dog now.
Which push-to-talk network do you want to keep business flying?
Nothing at ticketing.
Nothing at the gate.
Got a 20 on your missing passenger.
Let me guess. Food court.
Roger that.
When you want the largest push-to-talk coverage area in the nation, you want Verizon. Plus, now get push-to-talk in the BlackBerry Tour smartphone. Buy one today for $99.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get the second one free. Each phone requires new 2-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Early termination and other fees per line apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Too short to put up with that stuff. Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Matt. How you doing, Matt? Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi there. Yeah, I just wanted to get your opinion on a vegetable juice fast where you eat, do nothing but drink vegetable juices through a juicer for 5 days. This is not for weight reduction purposes. It's just for health and cleansing purposes.
Cleansing? What are we cleansing?
Just the toxins in the body.
I don't know how that works. What toxins?
Well, just, you know, from eating bad foods.
Okay, Matt, don't be a fool. There's no such thing. No such thing. Drinking fruit juice from a juicer, great. That's healthy. You know, do it myself here and there. But this idea that you're removing, I have an article, maybe I'll do it within the next two programs to listen, you know, where they, you know, experts continue to deal with this phenomenon of cleansing, and people think that there are these toxins somewhere hiding in their body, and that fruits and vegetables or these, you know, diarrhea pills that they take somehow get rid of these toxins. So most people have a very nebulous idea, and I'm sorry I put you to the tab, what toxins? If you can't name what it is, you need to know. You need to figure this out before you accept things. But you're doing a good thing, you know, so actually you're... I guess in a way, it's an interesting, one of my more favorite sayings, and I can't remember it exactly, but it's the kind of thing like you can success is often the result of taking a misstep in the right direction. In other words, you're doing a good thing. You don't need to juice fruits or vegetables to get the benefit from them, but you can get a heck of a lot more of the nutrients if you juice them, because if you're going to eat an apple, for instance, you know, how many apples can you pound? But if you make apple juice, you can drink a couple glasses of apple juice, which contain many, many apples in them. But depending how you juice it in your particular machine, you will be missing out on some of the fibers. And fiber is very important. Now, some types of juicers extract the skin and some of the tougher portions. Some new juicers are so powerful they just do the whole deal. I would recommend that. So it's healthy and that's fine. But to do it, to eat just that, you know, there's no advantage to that. Your body is not happy. Your body wants food, but you'll be able to get away with it. But it will not make a bit of difference in terms of this mythical toxin thing. And I could get into biochemical explanations and tell you, I give you a lot of reasons why it's nonsense, but you just find so many people making a living off of this and so many products, it's not going to go away. It's an old concept, goes back to the 19th century, where we thought disease was caused by stuff that was rotting in our colons, you see, and that caused disease, auto intoxication. Now, we didn't know about germs. We didn't know about the things that we knew today. And that idea, just like there are people on the earth living in, you know, as if it were the 16th century, there are people in modern culture still clinging to these old outmoded ideas because they're comforting. It's comfortable to think that you can, you know, instead of getting out and running and getting some exercise, and instead of making careful choices in what you eat, you see, I'm going to go juice a bunch of, you know, fruit and vegetables and solve all my problems. It's very comforting, and it sounds so right. You know, dirty, filthy stuff where we know it's dirty because mom told us it's dirty down there. I mean, it just fits, you know, it fits to our personalities and our outlook on the world when we don't have other information to counter it. So just be careful. But again, it's a good thing. I would never discourage you from juicing. As I said, we love it. But, you know, we'll make a smoothie or make a great glass of apple juice or other kinds of juices. Delicious, but as part of, you know, a whole diet. And I would, I strongly recommend that that you do the same. But this is big time. Big, big, big time. And a lot of you, you know, you don't stop with this. You go on to the, you know, colonics deal. And still, that is so tough to break people of that. Because they tell you, I have on videotape, for ABC, I did a television story once on colonics. And we had this fellow who's been doing this for years. I mean, he's a doer, not a patient. And sometimes they put a little clear section in the tubing. So when they flush in the 30 quarts of whatever into your colon, out comes stuff, right? He says, I saw a 10-year-old cornflake. I swear to God, that's what he said. A 10-year-old cornflake up someone's colon as proof that what he was doing was rational. Can you imagine a cornflake lasting 10 years in someone's colon? This is how out of it this guy was. And he showed me this diagram, which you'll see in these people's offices, of a big clogged colon, like a clogged water pipe, which they'll show in the picture next to it. And since we've had photography and colonoscopy, you look in your colon, there's nothing there. It's nice and pink and clean. And yet, with objective photographic evidence, so many of you still believe there's stuff clinging to the walls of your colon. 1-800-548-TALK. You're not going to want that facelift or even that boob job when I get through with you next segment. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The State Assembly has voted to eliminate the 1950 law that calls for research into curing homosexuality. The bill now goes to the State Senate. A gender bias suit against Walmart can proceed as a class action suit, says the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal here in San Francisco. This could become the largest such class action suit in U.S. history. And San Francisco City Attorney is calling for a boycott of Arizona and all its businesses because of the state's new law on immigration, Arizona's new law. Brazil has a problem with high blood pressure, and the health minister there says people would be healthier if they had more sex. He says it's good exercise. The weather's going to turn rainy tonight. Temperatures in the 50s tomorrow. This is KGO.
Bargain security systems
aren't. When you're looking for a security system for your business, you might find something that looks like a great deal. But when you have questions or need additional service, you find out the hard way. You're on your own. With Bay Alarm, you're getting a security solution with a dedicated staff of professionals to back it up. So no matter what's happening, you can be confident that it's under control. Our security experts live in your community. They're dedicated full-time employees, not contracted telemarketers. And they bring a level of accountability and responsiveness to their work that you just can't find from a national provider. We're also a complete security resource for business. Our expertise spans burglar alarms, fire protection, access control, and CCTV. So put us to the test. Call 1-800-610-1000 for a free security review. Call 1-800-610-1000 or visit bayalarm.com today. Bay Alarm. What have you got to lose? ACO 28, CCL 880-138.
You're looking at jewelry that turned heads when it was first worn. It might have first sparkled in the gaslights of a Victorian mansion, or shimmered in the moonlight on the deck of a great liner, or glittered in the club car of the California Zephyr. Of all the jewelry you could give or wear, these creations are truly unique because they express the beauty and style of bygone eras. It is jewelry that's been cherished and admired for generations. Shreve & Company Jewelers invites you to browse their spectacular collection of estate and heirloom jewelry this week. Choose from exquisite rings, watches, bracelets, and pins that capture the spirit of Edwardian, Victorian, Belle Epoque, and Art Deco eras. It is jewelry of lasting value and classic beauty that still turns heads today. See it soon at Shreve & Company Jewelers, a San Francisco original. Post and Grant just off Union Square and in the Stanford Shopping Center, Palo Alto.
The starting gun, the bell, the alarm clock. There are lots of ways to say it's go time, but none more powerful than this. It's your last chance to choose between Xfinity TV, Internet, or voice for only $24.95 each a month for 9 months. But hurry, this pick a product sale is only for a limited time. Take your pick of TV with tons of popular channels, including local news and sports, in crystal clear digital picture and sound, or Internet with speeds faster than dial-up, or unlimited local calling. Choose one, two, or get all three for just $24.95 each a month for 9 months. But hurry, because soon this sale is going to be done.
Call 1-800-XFINITY for the pick a product sale. Choose between digital economy TV, economy internet, or local with more home phone service. Each just $24.95 a month for 9 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 5-2-10. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra.
Here's what Adam Stone, president and CEO of DTools, says about doing business in Concord.
Concord is a place that encourages entrepreneurship and is very friendly to the tech and green business sector. Concord's central location is economical for DTools and our employees. Reducing cost is important to us because the software industry is extremely competitive and Concord gives us that advantage. My company is DTools and Concord is home to my business.
For more information about moving your business to Concord, visit ConcordFirst.com. Fly to Puerto Vallarta from San Francisco with incredible deals starting at $262 round trip. Visit Mexicana.com or ask your travel agent. Nobody knows Mexico like Mexicana. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. All right, let's talk about this. Of course, Hollywood's a leader in terms of how we think we should look, fashion, etc. We admire movie stars. We all go to movies, etc. But significant now numbers of filmmakers and casting executives are re-examining Hollywood's attitude towards Botox and collagen lips and all kinds of plastic surgery and breast implants. Television executives here say they've begun recruiting more natural-looking actors from Australia and Britain because the amply endowed, freakishly young-looking crowd that shows up for auditions in Los Angeles suffer from too much sameness. Everybody either looks like a drag queen or a stripper, says a person here. She oversees casting for Fox's scripted shows. Independent casting directors. This is a woman who worked on Up in the Air. I love the casting in that. They're urging talent agents to discourage clients from having surgery, particularly older celebrities who are losing jobs because their skin's either too taut or swollen with filler. What I want to see and what audiences are wanting now is real. And you know this. Look, you see people have facelifts. They think they look great because women especially get so focused on a wrinkle or a sag. And when that is fixed, and listen, this, you know, facelift surgery, these things do fix it. They don't look at the overall picture. You know, when you see your ears touching on top of your head, you had too much done. And the tautness, the shininess, it's phony looking. Your face looks stiff. And when you look in the mirror, you just kind of look and you're static. But when you get out there and you're talking and light hits you from all different angles, not only is it obvious to everyone else, it looks bad. What can I tell you? Now there's a big move towards natural breasts. And, you know, movie makers have always wanted actresses with natural breasts for costume dramas and period films. So now Walt Disney's recent casting call for they're doing a new Pirates film specified only women with real breasts need apply. And it goes on here how they is more and more with the changes in Hollywood. Else, here's an example. Casting director for the Batman movie says he and a director, he wouldn't say who, recently debated whether to hire an actress in her early 20s, oh, she must know who she is, to play a teenager falling in love. The actress was talented and naturally pretty, but what stopped them was his suspicion that at such a young age she already had implants. We looked at film where she was topless, and it was like, maybe? It wasn't a period film, authenticity not an issue. Instead, the possibility of implants became a point of reference. He said it was more like, where's that person coming from as an actor? And that person didn't get the job. Behind the scenes, you see so many conversations. Here's a director referring to his discussions with studio executives about leading ladies. Why did she do that to herself? She was so beautiful. She was great. And now we can't cast her. All right? So for a lot of you who think this is the end-all and be-all, maybe not. Think carefully about it. Your face is so important. All right, let's talk to Dorothy in Columbia, South Carolina. How you doing, Dorothy?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Riddell. I wanted to ask you a question. Last week I was listening to your program when you were telling about a British study done on women who had breast cancer that had taken multivitamins every day. Do you remember the program last
week? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Could you tell me a little bit more about that? Because I take multivitamins every day, and I have had breast cancer. And
wow, that's a tough one. It's a tough one because all this is preliminary. I can tell you about the study, and it's not the first one. We are very concerned that vitamins may be backfiring. You've heard all the studies that I've reported on here. So this is a 10-year study. It was done in Sweden, you know, say 40,000 Swedish women. And they followed them and saw who was diagnosed with breast cancer. And they found that women who reported multiple vitamin use at the beginning of the study were 20% more likely to develop breast cancer. And they factored in their age and family history, their body weight. They factored in their fruit and vegetable intake, exercise, smoking, alcohol consumption, and all these things can influence it. But you can see how difficult that is. Like, exactly how many, what percentage do you lower the numbers if the woman exercised or didn't, and how much she exercised? You know, how many calories, how many feet she ran? So terribly difficult. Nevertheless, when you see a lot of studies pointing in the same direction, you do become, you know, partially concerned. And here's a they did a study also in Americans and American women, and they didn't. Well, put it this way: in the laboratory, we find it. We have found it in animals. There have been studies in animals of folic acid that is linked to to breast cancer. And there's also been a study of postmenopausal women. They find that multivitamin users have greater breast density. And breast density is not breast cancer, but the denser your breasts are, the more likely you are to get breast cancer. So, you know, the question is, how long do we wait until we take action? This is not enough evidence right now to, I mean, there's plenty of evidence to say that multiple vitamins are a ripoff and that they don't do anything positive. It's still too early to say they're dangerous, but there's a number of studies, at least 10 studies, that have found dangers to taking multiple vitamins. And yet the question becomes, well, why take them? We definitely have not found benefit. So if something doesn't have a benefit, and there's even a potential, a slight one, for risk, well, that balance to me, you know, is easy to make a decision about. So I mean, the best way to get your vitamins is with food. So if I were a woman in your situation, if I had breast cancer, I ate a good diet, I would not take multiple vitamins. Now, I could change my mind. I could change my mind, but if you want my best advice based on not much right now, other than the studies I've told you about, that's what I would I'd say. All right, let's talk to Brian in Portland, Oregon. How you doing, Brian?
Hi, Dr. Riddell. I've got a long-term chronic pain problem, and my family is really pushing me to get diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease, which from what little I've seen, it doesn't seem like a real condition.
Did you have Lyme disease at one time?
I've never had Lyme disease. I've been tested for Lyme disease, the standard test.
Right.
But that came back negative. But
yeah.
There's some new special test that finds a chronic form of the disease that causes all kinds of crazy symptoms.
Yes, I would say starting from scratch, and I can only imagine someone in your family, you know, read a magazine article or saw a talk show about all this, and with no evidence you ever had Lyme disease, I don't think it would be relevant to go after trying to find a diagnosis of something you never remember having, even though it is possible to get bitten. And, you know, you didn't pay a lot of attention to it. And you're right. Right now, the medical profession is very skeptical about whether there is such a thing as chronic Lyme disease. I've seen this many times before with difficult illnesses where people do get sick and then it kind of hangs in there, you know, kind of hangs around. And we don't quite know whether that's psychological or what's really going on. I mean, I know when I get sick, it sets me back. It depresses me. Illness is depressing, frankly. And sometimes it takes a while to pull back from that. Is that what's going on? I don't know. I tend right now, only because no one is showing me any real objective evidence here that there is such a thing as chronic Lyme disease, to be skeptical about it. So in your case, you're starting off not with a person who had Lyme disease and is wondering about continuing symptoms, but someone who has another complex problem. So, yes, I'd be skeptical at this particular moment, but I certainly would, you know, not want to leave any stone unturned, and I'd be logical. I'd dig with the things that are most likely to be causing my problem. I'd ferret those out and look at those, do the right tests, and go to the next level of likelihood and so forth, and that's what a doctor would do. That's what we do in our minds. We start a list called a DD, differential diagnosis. You know, so if you've got, you know, pain in your head, first thing would be a headache. And then I want to rule out a brain tumor. I want to rule out, you know, other kinds of things. So that's the logic of it. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 548-8255.
For years, we've all heard about solar energy, electricity right from the sun. No fuel, no emissions, no waste. It used to require an enormous investment, but no longer. Now with the solar lease from SolarCity, solar power is affordable for everyone. Join the thousands of SolarCity homes and businesses who have installed a solar system for no upfront cost. It's really the new way to go solar. All you do is pay a low monthly payment that dramatically lowers your electric bill. You actually start saving from day one. It's remarkable. You save energy, you save money, you help change the world. Now, imagine if your whole neighborhood went solar, your whole city. What if one-third of California went solar? It's huge. What a difference we could all make. Go to our savings calculator at solarcity.com or call 877-599-SOLAR. That's 877-599-SOLAR, 877-599-SOLAR. Solar City, we're changing the world one home at a time.
The thing about water is that it all looks like water, and it all feels like water. So it's no surprise when it comes to the water we drink, some folks don't think there's a difference. We believe if you start with something better, you get something better. That's why since 1894, every drop of Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water has come from carefully selected sources in snow-capped mountains. Because only in places where the elements are just right and the minerals strike a unique balance does nature work in perfect harmony to create 100% Mountain Spring Water with a taste crisp and refreshing enough to be called Arrowhead. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Born better.
Stop by your local CVS this week, where half-liter 24-packs of Arrowhead brand 100% natural mountain spring water are on sale. Stock up and save.
If you're looking to waste vast amounts of time, all you need is a search engine and a few simple phrases, such as the miracle butter diet, cats in hazmat suits, vast cheerleading conspiracy, and so on. But if you're looking to save time and money, just search for three little characters, 8x8. Try it. Just type it in. 8x8. If you're a small business owner, you could save hundreds, maybe thousands a month. 8x8. You'll be glad you did.
For putting the family's health first and her priorities last. For the stress she endures daily and the relief she so clearly deserves. For so many reasons and more, Mother's Day is Massage Day with a gift card from Massage Envy. With professional massage therapists and convenient hours and locations, Mom can enjoy a healthy getaway when she needs it most.
A soothing one-hour massage session at Massage Envy is only $49 for first-time guests at any of their 29 Bay Area locations.
Let's talk to Sue in Rhode Island. How you doing, Sue? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dean. Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I've been trying to get, I wanted to ask this question years ago, but, different time zones.
Sure. Well, you got me now. Let's do it.
Okay. I have a friend, when I visit, who insists that we cannot flush the toilet when urinating to save her water. And even if there's a couple of women coming in to visit, we have to use the same water unless... I know.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. That saying goes back. When was that big water crisis? Let me think. We had it here in California. And, it was when you saw the Take a Shower with a Friend posters. It was all kind of humorous. And water is important. There's no doubt about it. Forget about oil. Water's a thing that will determine life and death on this planet in the future. The idea, of, first of all, do you know, it's a tough question, in California, for instance, and in many other states, there are now laws that if you sell a house, like in California, for instance, if you sell a house in escrow, you have to prove that you put a 1.6-gallon flusher in, and it gets done because either the buyer or the seller, they kind of have to decide, who's going to do this, and they inspect every house. Do you know if she has efficient toilets in her house?
She does. It's a brand new home.
It's a brand new home, so she's gone overboard. How much water could she save when friends visit? It's minimal next, pardon me?
It does make me a little creepy to do it.
Yes. Well, of course it makes you crazy. Most people are not used to this. In other words, my suggestion would be, in your own home, that's what you want to do. Some of these gestures, they're symbolic. Simply because I'd like to know what else she uses water for. And, this may be insignificant, but if everybody paid attention, that would be fine. But depending where she lives right now, water's kind of not an issue. You live in Los Angeles, water can be an issue. Water's going to be an issue if it's not already. In places in this country where it rains all summer, no biggie. But I think it would be reasonable to say, listen, when you have guests in the house, come on. And the fact is that she makes her guests go through this ritual, tells me we're dealing with someone who's a little compulsive, someone for whom this is symbolic. It's about power. It's about, look what I'm doing. I'm better than you. There's a lot of deep psychological issues here, you know, versus being consistent and caring about the planet is fine. But I guarantee you, you let me spend a half hour with your friend, I could find all kinds of consistencies, like a refrigerator full of bottled water, like a, I mean, there's just all kinds of ways that people, you know, people are not consistent, but it's about self-righteousness. Now, that's eliminating reasonable, practical things. I consider myself a very strong environmentalist, and I don't deal with these problems because I happen to live in a place where I have a beautiful, you know, artesian spring that gravity feeds down to my house, et cetera, not rubbing it in, but, you know, it took me my whole life to pull that off. So I don't see any danger in it, but I probably see it as a manifestation of someone who needs her good friends to sit down and say, we love you, but this is a little crazy. All right. Let's talk to, Lisa. How you doing, Lisa? Welcome.
Hello, Dr. Adele.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling because I have an appointment with a new doctor this week, and my dread is the previous one pushed statins on me, and I react with them. My arms feel like the muscles feel like frayed ropes.
Well, there's no question in my mind, because that can be a fatal reaction. I mean, it's not like people are dropping dead all over the place, but people have died from a muscle reaction that statins have. What was the reason the first doctor pushed the statins? High cholesterol or something?
My cholesterol?
Yeah, what was it?
180, the LDL.
180 LDL. Well, you know, we want it, you know, up to 160, some doctors will say is borderline. You know, it's not off the map. And I'll bet your second doctor won't push it. I'm like you. I'm still a little skeptical. And there are doctors now pushing for healthy people to take statins. Whether those doctors are paid by the pharmaceutical company to say such things, I don't know. But anytime you see, you know, Pharmco advising that healthy people take a diet, a pill, we've got to know, we've got to have a lot more data than we do now. Statins are very impressive. I got to say, it's amazing. You see people's cholesterol levels going down, but their heart attack rate doesn't go down as quickly or as fast or as dramatically. And their death rates, you know, don't drop dramatically. So we still have some things to learn. Why don't you go see that second doctor, raise some of these points, and then give a call back if you're still puzzled. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Clipping coupons, huh? Must be going shopping.
In this economy, we need every discount we can get.
We just got a discount I'd completely forgot was coming on our auto insurance.
Because I'm such a good driver, right?
Right. And the fact we've continually kept our car insurance in force.
So now we can use the discount to get a better deal, huh?
Not in California. See, there's a quirk in the law. We can only use the discount with our existing insurance company.
Wait a minute. I can take these coupons to any store in town, but can only use the insurance continuous coverage discount with one company?
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
No, it's not, but we can fix the law at the ballot box. Vote to take our discount anywhere.
Yeah, well, we earned it. We should be able to use it wherever we want.
Prop 17 fixes the flaw in the law and lets you take your discount with you so you can get the best deal with any insurance company. Learn more at yesprop17.org.
More choices, more competition. 17 sounds like a very good deal.
Paid for by Yes on 17, Californians for Fair Auto Insurance Rates and Mercury General Corporation and Affiliates.
Do you hear that? That's the sound that those bankers testifying in front of Congress don't want you to hear. That's right, those big banks don't want you to hurry and lock into low fixed rate mortgages KGO's good friend Greg O'Donnell is offering. Right now, O'Donnell Financial Group is offering its Family Plus loan with a fixed rate of 4.75%. That's right, 4.75. And if you happen to have a jumbo loan, don't fret. Greg also has fixed loans up to $5 million. Greg's the only guy to talk to, so call him now and get that piece. peace of mind. O'Donnell Financial makes the loan process easy and can fund your loan in a matter of weeks. Call KGO's good friend Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300. To find out if you qualify for a free home appraisal, call now, 866-496-2300, or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, APR 4.875. Not all applicants will qualify. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Now you can get KGO News Talk 810 wherever you go with the new KGO app. You can listen live, get show information, and get access to exclusive content, including local news and podcasts from Ron Owens, Gene Burns, and Gil Gross, all on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Download it today from the iTunes App Store or BlackBerry App World. Your new free app from News Talk 810 and KGORadio.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk to Peggy. How you doing, Peggy?
Well, hello, doctor. I've been diagnosed with polymyositis, and they've been on a very strong dosage of prednisone, a steroid. I was wondering if weighing the problems with the polymyositis, the muscle inflammation that's causing weakness throughout my body, or the side effects of the steroids, how do I weigh one against the other?
Oh, bless your question, Peggy. It's a good one. And you should, everybody listening should weigh this question, the possible side effects of a medication versus its benefits. Well, listen, polymyositis is an inflammation in the muscles. It can be very severe, very painful, and very uncomfortable. Steroids can be miraculous in terms of bringing you symptomatic relief, but if you take steroids for a long, long time, you can have side effects, and it can affect your weight. It can affect a variety of stuff. You've, I'm sure, looked up the list of things that steroids can do. Now, this is long-term, higher doses, not taking steroids for a few weeks or a couple of months. You can get black stretch marks. You can change the shape of your face. It can affect kidneys, etc. Your doctor is fully aware of that and should monitor that. And in the meantime, I think probably the best thing to do might be to try them out and see how much relief you get. Because if it just makes you feel well, you might want to continue it. And you can always stop them. Or you can always continue them, of course. So my tendency, and once again, I don't know how bad your condition is, and maybe you want to wait a little bit, and you can always put off starting steroids. So all that should be factored in. But in general, they can be really helpful. All right. 1-800, excuse me, forget that. That's the program. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. Join us for the next.
Kent Putnam from Putnam Mazda in Burlingame to tell you about our incredible offer on the 2010 Mazda 3. Right now, Putnam's offering 0% financing for 60 months on every Mazda 3 in stock. It doesn't get any lower than 0%, does it? Actually, it does at Putnam, because we're also taking $2,000 off the sticker price. Pick your Mazda 3, take a look at the sticker, then take off $2,000, plus 0% financing for 60 months. No games, no gimmicks. It's that easy. And with more than 40 Mazda 3s to choose from, Putnam has the one you're looking for. Pick your Mazda 3, take a look at the sticker, and then take off $2,000. Plus, take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months. Test drive your new Mazda 3 today at Putnam Mazda in Burlingame. Check us out at PutnamMazda.com.
$1,667 per thousand finance with approved credit, subject to vehicle insurance and availability. Manufacturer's rebate plus dealer discount totals $2,000 off MSRP. Offer expires 4/30/10, number 258866.
Taxi.
A business owner is always on the road.
Where to?
Downtown. Big meeting.
So your smartphone needs to be a lifeline to your business.
Here you go. Keep it.
Thanks. Good luck, pal.
Keeping you connected and on schedule. Even accessing important files. Like the presentation you just left in the cab.
Not good.
So here's your moment of truth. Which 3G network do you want when the deal is on the line? Simple. When you want your 3G network to work, you want Verizon.
Oh, yeah. Got the email, printed the file. We're good to go.
Visit Verizon to see how our smartphones can help put your business on the map. And buy one BlackBerry Curve for $29.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get one free. Talk to a small business specialist or call 1-800-VZW4BIZ today. Phone requires new two-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
It's Gil.